Hello, and welcome to Dateline's How to Catch the Predator, the show that exposes and attempts to bring to justice a parent's greatest fear, an earthbound, superpowered extraterrestrial trying to have sex with their underage children. The Predator is no run-of-the-mill threat. This lowlife utilizes a skin that blends in with its surroundings, highly advanced weaponry, a multi-hinged jaw, and, of course, access to online chat rooms. The same chat rooms your young teenagers are using unmonitored every day. Here's an online entry Dateline uncovered just 1 week ago when our 46-year-old executive producer, Ed Cook, posed as a 14-year-old chatter named TenderKenny.com and worried us all with how good he was at it. TenderKenny logged, I just got out of the shower after a long day of weightlifting and math homework. I'm pretty sure I'm gay, but haven't told my parents or any members of the wrestling team. Is there any way anyone out there who is preferably over 40 and near a liquor store who'd like to chat but not try to have sex with me? That's when our predator attacked. But not as the predator, mind you, but as the cleverly guised ColonelBoner.net. He wrote back, hey, TenderKenny, I happen to be 536 years old, and I drive a Bacardi Breezers truck as a cover for my pending takeover of Earth. Do I qualify? Well, 2 hours later, guess who was knocking at the door of the headquarters of our Dateline sting operation? That's right, the Predator. Note to the viewer, because of a language barrier, a translator had to be used in the audio portion of this telecast.
Come in! I'm just about to finish setting up camera number two! I'm cleaning up my room!
Hello, Colonel. I'm Chris Hansen. Have a seat. I'd just like to ask you a few questions. No. Have a seat. Have a seat, please. Look, I'm the one with rolled up papers and a $90 haircut. That puts me in charge around here, mister. So, have a seat. That's better. Now, what brings you here, Colonel Boner, if that is your real name?
I don't know. I guess I was just coming over to warn Kenny of the dangers of household cleaning agents.
Cleaning agents, huh? Well, that's not how you made it sound in your email, Colonel. Instead, you wrote, maybe when your parents are out of town, I could come over and show you how my sci-fi wristband thingy works, and then maybe we could have sex. That doesn't sound like a helpful huffing warning to me, does it to you?
No, I guess not.
So what were your intentions, Predator?
I guess I was just coming over to advise Kenny he shouldn't use the internet in that way. That the World Wide Web was designed to provide quick access to helpful information or for bootleg booby shots of Cameron Diaz.
And yet there you sit with a laser-equipped rocket launcher in one hand and a bottle of Merlot in the other. What were you planning to do with that?
Kill Earthlings and rid them of their skin.
No, not the rocket launcher, the Merlot! What were you planning to do with the Merlot?
Look, I think I've got to go.
No. Sit down, sir. I'm the one with the mock turtleneck under his blazer. I think that puts me in charge here.
I'm really sorry. I know I shouldn't have been on there. I have never done anything like this before. Please don't tell my wife.
You probably should have thought about that before you came over here. I mean, what were you thinking?
I guess I wasn't.
No, you weren't thinking. And Colonel, I'll have you know I'm not a police officer. I mean, come on, you think some flatfoot's got pearly whites like these? No, I'm a television journalist, and your sick antics have just been captured by Dateline. Our cameras have been filming the entire time.
Oh, crap.
Well, I can't keep you here, Predator. Hey, wait, sit down. I'm the one with perfect diction around here. I'll be the one who decides when you can leave. Okay, you can leave. I like your dreadlocks, by the way.
Thanks.
He's coming out, Dutch. I see him. Get down now. That's it. Let's like that, you sick son of a bitch.
Okay, I'm down. God.